It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Western New York begins to dig out from a massive lake effect snowstorm, but roads and schools are still closed. Local news coming up in 5 minutes on WBFO. And you're listening to WBFO News at 88.7 FM. Good morning. 4 minutes past 8 o'clock. Light snow and 19 degrees. WBFO News Director Brian Meyer joins us live now with an update. Brian?
Well, several important takeaways from today's briefing here at the Erie County Emergency Command Center. First and foremost, the death toll continues to increase. Two residents of the Garden Gate Nursing Home died while being transported to residential facilities. This following an evacuation of the nursing home, an evacuation forced by the structural problems at that nursing home. Other key points, driving bans remain in effect in more than two dozen localities. Motorists are being implored to stay off the roads. Of course, the big concern looking ahead, potential flooding, and in areas that do not usually experience such floodings, Toby says the weight of wet snow certainly increases the risks of roof collapses.
As the rain comes and the weight on the roofs, there will certainly be more collapses. We're asking people to be very careful. If the house structure that they're in is behaving unusually, they're here. Cracks or groaning or of the weight begins to press down on the houses and shifts begin to occur. As always, be safe.
And there are actually building collapse crews in the area. They've been brought in the event there are problems.
So it's a group of people who are concerned about this. It starts, as all of these efforts do, with the municipality. So their municipal building inspectors are often the first stop. They would then make a request for assistance, and we can deploy several different types of units. There are people from the State Fire Prevention Office or something who are building code specialists who can go in and assess a building, and we've got search and rescue teams here also if there's a need for that. But again, it's specific, and it starts at the locality.
Meanwhile, State Police gave us an update this morning on the thruway situation. There are no passenger vehicles remaining on that stretch of the thruway that is closed. They have all been removed. There are about 45 tractor trailers safely in rest areas along the thruway. Reporting live from Cheektowaga, Brian Meyer, WBFO News.
Erie County emergency personnel are monitoring numerous buildings showing signs of structural issues following several roof collapses due to the weight of heavy snow in hard-hit storm areas. The roof on Schmidt's garage in Hamburg was among the first to cave in. Owner Mark Schmidt was grateful no one could report to work.
It caved in the middle of the building. Both doors on the entranceway on Lake Street and our rear door all came down. I mean, it's the side walls came down and the roof came down. So nobody was inside, thank God, but I can only imagine how loud that must have been when that roof caved in.
Schmidt says he hasn't been able to see the damage firsthand, but adds the photos he has seen appear to be devastating. Despite the many warnings not to travel, some residents ventured out of their homes. WBFO's Eileen Buckley talked with people about the storm and its aftermath.
Inside an NFDA bus shelter off Harlem Road in Walden in Cheektowaga, Sam Green of Buffalo had to head out to go to his job at Sam's Club on Union Road.
It came to me at a bad time, so it's like it closes off all the roads. It's like make traveling difficult.
Inside a nearby Burger King, a few people were sitting at tables. Jean Freeman of Buffalo was having lunch with her husband. She says the storm didn't directly affect her, but was amazed by its impact.
Very surprised. I've never seen such a thing before.
While many residents remain stranded in their homes, some out-of-town truckers have been living in their tractor-trailer rigs for a few days, waiting for the thruway to reopen. A row of tandem tractor-trailer rigs lines a parking lot off Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga. Inside those vehicles, drivers who were stuck in the whiteout conditions on Tuesday, forced to pull off the main highways.
Yeah, I was stuck on Highway 240 out there, but I got turned around the next day. Then I come up here and been here ever since.
So are you okay?
Sure, yeah. Fine. I'm enjoying the weather.
Trucker Jim from Illinois idled in his truck for 3 days. He was initially stuck in the storm along Route 240 as he headed into Buffalo during the height of the storm.
Yeah, that kind of thrown me for a loop. I've been a trucker 30 years. Just end up in the whiteout condition.
And trucker Melvin Richardson from Birmingham, Alabama, was headed to Boston when he was diverted off the thruway.
Yeah, I've been safe. I've been over there around in Lackawanna. I've been stuck over there on Highway 5 in Lackawanna.
Okay.
They pulled me out last night. They pulled me out by 3 o'clock in the morning.
As the thruway remained closed, crews used a snow cutter along a stretch of the 90 in Cheektowaga near the Walden Galleria. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
There has been some improvement in South Buffalo. As a matter of fact, the pedestrian ban that was in place overnight in South Buffalo has been lifted as some major arteries are now being opened. Snowfighters continue to work on the scene as the city reports that 90% of side streets in South Buffalo have now received at least a first pass through. With more from South Buffalo, here's WBFO's Mike Desmond.
With nearly 24 pieces of heavy equipment from Rochester arriving in town this morning, they'll bring the current total to more than 200 plows, high lifts, dump trucks, everything needed to dig out snow and haul it away from South Buffalo. Mayor Brown says dumping is shifting to an area off Tift Street in the Union Ship Canal area. To let the equipment work, the mayor put in checkpoints and a ban on driving or walking to make sure equipment and people don't meet badly. Mayor Brown says Governor Cuomo is allowing pharmacies to deliver medication to the fire department.
Our firefighters, our police officers will be able to help those who are still trapped in their homes that need medication. We will be able to deliver those medications to them. Pharmacies will deliver medications here in critical situations, and we will deliver those medications directly to the home.
By here, the mayor says he means fire headquarters behind City Hall. City officials are already worrying about flooding as the expected weekend thaw will send vast amounts of water into basements, lawns, parks, and creeks which run through the area, like Cazenovia in Buffalo, Ellicott and Genesee in northern Erie County, and 18 Mile Creek in the South Towns. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.
Residents of West Seneca are slowly seeing signs of improvement, but as WBFO's Cheryl Hagen tells us, there's still more work to be done.
Things are picking up. We're getting roads cleared. Still got numerous cars blocking streets, but we're slowly getting them opened up.
That's West Seneca Police Lieutenant David Wright, who says those vehicles blocking roads are still one of their biggest issues right now as crews work to clean up the massive amounts of snow that fell this week. The heavy snow there has also led to some concerns about roof collapses. Wright says a mobile home park was evacuated due to issues there.
The French Quarters did have some carports collapsing and some minor, but those people have been evacuated and relocated.
There are reports town officials are keeping an eye on several other structures showing signs of stress. Emergency personnel are assisting with calls for help from residents who may need medication or dialysis. Cheryl Hagen, WBFO News.
And as Cheryl mentioned, that travel ban does continue in the town of West Seneca and in several other municipalities around Erie County as well. We'll have that full list for you just coming up here on WBFO News. To get a closer look on what is happening in one of those particularly hard-hit municipalities, Orchard Park, we talked with the Orchard Park Police earlier this morning. We're on the line now with Orchard Park Police Lieutenant Patrick Fitzgerald. Sir, first of all, the latest, is there still a driving ban in place in Orchard Park?
There is a driving ban both in the town and the village of Orchard Park. And that driving ban will continue through into Saturday.
Through into Saturday. Okay, so
that is correct.
So tell me about the conditions there, what you've been seeing, and just maybe give me a description of some of the snowpacks that you've seen.
We've got some very difficult driving conditions here in the town and the village. The progress that we had made on Thursday during the period of time where it had stopped snowing has pretty much been reversed with the latest round of snow that we had received. We have a lot of the roads here in our town that are impassable. We have a good number of roads that are down just to a single lane, pretty much a single lane that's been created to get emergency vehicles into neighborhoods so that we can respond to the calls for service that we've been getting, and they are quite numerous in number. So,
yeah, if you could, what are some of those calls for service that you've received?
You know, we continue to receive our standard types of calls, domestic incidents, first aid calls. But we're starting to get additional calls for roofs that are starting to cave in. We're getting calls for chimney fires and structure fires, trees down in the houses, and things like that. We're also working with the fire department in rescuing individuals that are stranded in homes that have no power and heat, homes that have just been inundated with so much snow that the furnaces have turned off. And homes that have elderly individuals and young children that are at a point where they need to get to a warming shelter. And it is quite the procedure. We're actually using the highway department to assist us in many different ways by the use of their high lifts. The only way we're able to get into a lot of these neighborhoods is by putting a high lift in front of the emergency vehicles and kind of forming a train and getting to the house, and then ultimately using that high lift to help get us out of the neighborhood. So, I mean, the highway department is working extremely hard, some long hours, working to clear the roads. And the last thing we really need are additional cars on the roads, ultimately getting stuck and slowing us down in our efforts to open things up.
I was going to just ask about that as my final question. Have there been vehicles getting stuck on roads? Are people ignoring the ban? Or can you give us a little bit more about that?
You know, it seems like there's quite a few people that are following the ban and, you know, are understanding as far as why we have it and the need for it. However, as with everything, there are those out there that seem to have their own reasons for wanting to be on the roads. And it's those individuals that are getting stuck, that are breaking down, and ultimately are tying up critical police assets that are having to, unfortunately, deal with them rather than a lot of the other calls for service that are coming in through our dispatch center.
And just to repeat, that driving ban is in place until at least Saturday?
At least Saturday. It will be reevaluated on Saturday, but it will continue right through till then.
Lieutenant Fitzgerald, thank you very much for your time.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Western New York insurance agencies are bracing themselves for an abundance of claims in the next few days. WBFO's Portia Ari has more.
Over the next few days, temperatures are expected to increase. That means the snow will begin to melt and homeowners in Western New York will probably experience some leaking or flooding. President of Niagara National Insurance Group, John Schwab, says many of their customers live in Western New York and the Buffalo South towns. Schwab says weather-related insurance claims have been minimal. However, he refers to this quiet time as the calm before the storm.
I fully expect that our phones will be probably ringing off the hook starting on Monday. Once this all melts and the damage is assessed, you, of course, want to get that damage repaired as quickly as possible before the next snows come, because obviously this is just the beginning.
Schwab advises everyone to avoid unnecessary risk and to listen to authorities if your car has been abandoned. You can contact the authorities closest to your area and find out where your car has been towed. Portia Ari, WBFO News.
Governor Andrew Cuomo remained in town once again overnight to continue to monitor the situation here in Western New York. He is scheduled to provide another update to the media at 10 o'clock this morning. We expect to be able to carry that live for you here on WBFO. Yesterday, heavy snow forced the evacuation of a Cheektowaga nursing home. With more, here's WBFO's Chris Kaya.
Police, ambulances, and several fire companies from as far away as Olcott in Niagara County responded to the Garden Gate Healthcare Facility on Union Road near Lawson. The immediate area received about 5 feet of snow. Forks Fire Department Assistant Chief Tony Kronbeck says about 150 residents were inside at the time.
The roof is compromised. Obviously, it has not collapsed yet, but there's potential for it. So they're concerned that there may be potential for it to come down at some point.
Kronbeck says no one was injured. Along with ambulances, as many as 4 Metro buses were called in to help transport the nursing home residents to the Apple Tree Business Park, a former mall. From there, they were going to be sent to other facilities. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.
And after that report was filed, we heard earlier this morning from Deputy County Executive Richard Tobey, who informed us that 2 of those individuals who were transported from that nursing home died after being transported to another facility, adding to the death toll during this storm now to 12 here in Western New York.
Area businesses located in the epicenter of the lake effect snowstorm have no doubt taken a hit this week, but Buffalo Niagara Partnership President and CEO Dottie Gallagher Cohen says she expects most will quickly recover. WBFO's Ashley Hertzel reports.
As soon as streets are cleared, people experiencing cabin fever will be ready to go out and spend, according to Gallagher Cohen. She says many people already have their shopping budgets set, and if they can't shop today, they'll go tomorrow instead.
There'll be pent-up demand for people to get out and do the things they want to do and spend that money that's in their pocket.
But Gallagher Cohen says there's no question that some companies were affected worse than others, pointing to the roof collapse at some local businesses. She says hopefully the loss of sales won't cause them to go bankrupt.
I think every market deals with some sort of issue that impacts the economics. And this is the kind of weather event that is temporary and for most businesses will not do any sort of permanent damage. Snow melts. For most businesses, the sidewalks will get cleared and people will be able to get back to work and it'll be business as usual.
Many Canadian shoppers were also delayed by thruway closures during the storm. Gallagher Cohen says some of those sales will not be made up, but she hopes those shoppers will reschedule their trips across the border. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.
WBFO News, time 8:19, light snow and 19 degrees.
Support for WBFO is provided by our members and by the Niagara Wine Trail USA. The trail, open for wine tasting year-round, includes a combination of diverse boutique wineries just minutes from Buffalo and the Falls. More information available online at niagarawinetrail.org. The Niagara Wine Trail USA, where natural wonders are uncorked every day.
Let's now take a look at some of the road closures around Western New York. Travel bans do remain in effect. Some have been lifted, but several remain in effect, including in the town of Marilla, the town of Elma, town of Orchard Park. And you may have heard our piece just a little while ago with Lieutenant Fitzgerald from the Orchard Park Police Department saying that that driving ban will not be lifted anytime before tomorrow. And as a matter of fact, it laid out in very specific detail about how some of these efforts in getting to people's homes, whether their roofs have collapsed or there have been chimney fires reported, and how difficult it has been to get down some of these roads because of stranded motorists who have disobeyed that travel ban. Moving on, the Village of Orchard Park also has that ban in effect. Town of Evans, Village of Blaisdell, the Town of Hamburg, the Village of Hamburg, Town of West Seneca, City of Lackawanna, the Town of Alden, South Buffalo, Town of Wales, the Town of Brant, Town of Eden, Town of Aurora, the Village of East Aurora, Village of Angola, the Town of Cheektowaga, south of Broadway, the Town of Boston, the Town of Colden, and the Town of Concord. Some of the road closures still in place. Broadway remains closed from Dick Road in the Village of Depew to Brunswick Road in the Village of Lancaster. Of course, the New York State Thruway remains closed from Henrietta all the way to the Pennsylvania State Line. Route 400 also is closed still this morning. And also Route 277, which is Union Road, that is closed in both directions still from the town of Cheektowaga, where Lawson Road is, and Union Road, all the way to Route 20 in the town of Orchard Park. That's just some of the travel closures that we have here in Western New York.
There's a lake effect snow warning for Cattaraugus and Chautauqua counties until noon today. No snow in the forecast for Erie County, sunny and cold with a high of 25 degrees. Turning mainly clear tonight, but still cold, a low of 18, a little warmer along the Lake Erie shoreline. Mostly sunny tomorrow morning, cloudy with rain in the afternoon and a high of 40 degrees. Rain likely on Saturday night. It'll be breezy and temperatures will hold steady around 40 degrees. With the warmer temperatures, a flood watch in effect from Sunday afternoon through Wednesday morning. It'll be cloudy on Sunday with a chance of rain in the morning and a high of 50 degrees. This is WBFO News.